in the middle of Yalapes on page, let's turn the page. 226. Okay, we're up to Pasuk test. Before we do Pasuk test, I want to finish up one. Maimer Chazal in the Chaimus Anoch. In the Chaimus Anoch, on page 227. Sticking my throat, 1 second. Okay, on page 227, we have on page 227, look at the Chumash Anoch, Toiv Yosher Hashem. Okay, we did the pasuk yesterday, Toiv Yosher Hashem, Al-Kain, therefore Yoyre, or the microphone, sorry. The pasuk says, Toiv Yosher Hashem, Al-Kain, Yoyre Chatoim Badoalech, Hashem is good, he is Yosher, and he teaches the guides. We had two pirush from Rashi yesterday. Therefore, is yoyreh chatoim badorech. Either means that Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches the derech of teshuva, or we learn from this pasuk that you should put signs on all of the crossroads in Eretz Yisrael directing. Page 226, pasuk ches. Toiv v'yoshar Hashem al kein yoreh chatoim ba'adorech. So yesterday when Rashi told us two perushim what this means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv v'yoshar, and he gives a guide for people to do teshuva. And Rashi in the second interpretation says it does not mean that necessarily that. What it means is that Hashem instructs. This is similar to what it says in the Torah. Tochin lucha hadorech is that a person that Bezdin should put signs on the crossroads telling people where to go to where the Ori Mikolot are located. Guideposts. So look at the Chaimas Anoch. The Chaimas Anoch is on page 227. Pasuk Ches, the Chaimas Anoch. Toiv Yashar, Perish Rav Marein, Harav Rabbi Chonun Novoin. Bama zalke bama shakosu hamafarshim de kivi yochol Hashem mekayim hamitzvah. It's a very interesting concept that Hashem observes the mitzvahs just like we are mekayim the mitzvahs. Hashem also, this is an esoteric kabbalistic principle that Hashem also observes the taryag mitzvahs. Now, one of the taryag mitzvahs is hashavas aveda. If you find a lost object in the street, you're supposed to pick it up and return it. That's one of the halachas. But there's an exception. Zokein, the einoi lefi kivoidoi, there's a special dispensation, the laws of Hashavas Aveda. If it's not befitting, if a zokein and he sees in the street something that's not lefi kivoidoi to pick up, he is exempt. So he writes over here, Bereshit Kasa Mefarshim, where do we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? So this is real Kabbalah. Who Mekayim De Nitzoytzeis Torah U'mitzvahis She'asa HaRasha Ba'avoynoisav Nodudu Holchu Le'imkei HaKlipos U'cheshe'yachzor B'shuva Kaviyoch L'Hashem Berachamav Meshiv Aveda She'chosa B'Klipos Ma'chzin L'Kedusha. When a Rasha does teshuva, then in essence HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that neshama that did teshuva and he brings it back to where it's supposed to go. When the person goes through the effort, goes through the process, like this pasuk Rashi said over here, Toiv Yashar Hashem, Hashem is Toiv, Al Kein therefore Yoyre Chatoim Badorech, he guides the sinner on the road. He's learning here a very interesting pshat, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person does an Aveira, his neshama is lost. He dirties his neshama, he damages the neshama is no longer able to get where it is supposed to be. It's lost. So what does Hashem do? Hashem, there's nothing you can do. The neshama is lost. No, you can't find it. Bone.
Buried in
the mud. Okay, let's not focus on the Kabbalistic terms, but when a person...
I'm just reading
it says whatever these words mean, but when a person does an Avera, his neshama is lost. when a person does teshuva, he repairs the, in essence, he's repairing his neshama, and now Hashem retrieves it. Now that the neshama, this person did teshuva, Hashem will take the neshama and bring it where it is supposed to go, and Hashem will engage in hashavas aveda. But you'll say, it's not lefi kvoidoi shel Hashem, zokein ve'enoi lefi kvoidoi. A zokein who walks in the street and he sees lying on the floor something that's not lefi kvoidoi, has no obligation to pick up that lost object and return it to its rightful owner if the type of object that's on the floor is, you know, it's not lefi kvoidoi. It's not lefi kvoidoi for a big Talmud Chacham to go pick up a baseball. Or to go pick up, I don't know, whatever, you can figure it out, a comic book. You have a very big Talmud Chacham walking down the street, a very big Rosh Hashiva, and he's walking down and he sees lying on the floor a Popeye comic book. A comic book, and it says on the comic book the name of the person. So you'll say, oh, there's a simon look. So you pick it up, there's the name, and go bring it to the person who lost it. So Enachnami, if you want to do it, you can do it, but Me'ikar Hadin, if it's not lefi kvoidoi for you to pick up a comic book and make the phone call and return the comic book to its rightful owner, you're not obligated to do so. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the same thing, the person does an aveira, he ruins his neshama, the neshama now is distant from Hashem. The person does teshuva. Now, by doing teshuva, it's fitting that the neshama can be returned to where it's supposed to go. Hashem picks up the neshama and brings it, delivers it where it is supposed to go. Even though, relatively speaking, this neshama to Hashem is like a comic book. Because this neshama was soiled, was dirtied in sin. And that's exactly what the pasuk is saying. Toi v'yosher Hashem. Hashem does not, he's not makbid on his covet. He's not makbid. There's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. Even though there are exemptions, Hashem is now looking to take advantage of the exemptions. He's going to return the neshama to where it's supposed to go. Again, the chumis anach, like the middle chumis anach, uche sheyachzor b'shuva, kali yochol Hashem berachamav meshif aveda. It's the middle of the chumis anach, end of the line, and when a person does, when he does teshuva, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he returns the lost object, shehoisa beklipois u'machzirin l'kedusha, he returns it. Oh, why Hashem has no obligation to do so? Ach, kaimlo the kaimlo the zokei neinol fi kavoidai hu potter vil hachzir. Doesn't matter. V'ha'ocha kaviyochel einol fi kavoidai. It's not lefi kavoidai for Hashem to go and take the neshama of a rasha who did teshuva and restore it. But v'ha'ocha kaviyochel einol fi kavoidai l'hashiv aveda shehi b'makom hatinoves v'sidracha om na'am. Nevertheless, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Now he goes on. Let's leave out that rest. He goes on. Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes and has Rachmanis. Okay, the Hillel Zechayosha. Okay, turn to the next page. Okay, page 229. I'll read very quickly. The Rambam Hillel Gezela. The Hillel Chederach Toiva Hayosher Machazir Hu Aveda. See, that's what the Rambam says. Interesting. The Rambam says these two exact words. It's very interesting. Okay, it's mamish into the pasuk. The Rambam says that even though a zokein the einoi lefi kivoidoi is exempt from the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, however, a person who goes haholech biderech hatoiv v'hayoshar. The Rambam uses the same two words that are found in this pasuk. A person that's in the derech of tov v'hayoshar, machazir ho'aveda b'chol makoim, no matter what. Even the biggest Rosh Shiva finds on the street a comic book, he'll pick it up and he'll see what name, look at the name and do research and return the comic book to the child that lost his comic book. Oh, but it's not lefi kvodo. That's a technical pitur. But if you go in the derech of tov yashar, that's what you're going to do. Now, with that background, we can now have a much greater appreciation of what it says here in this pasuk. Because this pasuk uses exactly those two words, and it says, "V'zehu she'amar toiv v'yashar Hashem al kein yoyre chatoim badorech teshuva u'machazir." Hashem teaches the sinner on the derech of teshuva, and when the person does teshuva, then Hashem springs into action and returns u'machazir hu'aveda with the neshama after he. Basitra achra, even though it's dirty, even though this neshama it's not lefi kvoide for Hashem to go and retrieve this neshama. Ki rachum hu v'oisa lefnim mishur sadim. Okay, this is a typical classic chumis anachal. This is style. The style of the chumis anachal is to take a minor chazal and to basically read it into the pasuk. To read into the pasuk, this is really he has tremendous talent. Chumis anachal chidah. He always has this ability to do something like this. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. Let's go now, move along to pasuk. Unless there's something else I want to do over here. I did mark off a lot of things here. Let me just see what we got over here. One second. Let me just see what we got over here. Mizmar Chof Hey. 225. We're up to here. We're page 226. Okay, for one moment. Okay, here we go. 226. Okay. Now, this is a Radak. That's we did the Radak, I think, if I'm not mistaken. We did that. Okay, good. Let's move on to the next pasuk test. Yadreich anovim b'mishpat vilamed anovim darkoi. Hashem guides the humble with mishpat, judgment, and teaches the humble his way. Notice two times in this pasuk, in the same pasuk, that we have the same word anovim. That's very rare. You don't ordinarily have a word repeated, a major word like this repeated twice in the pasuk. Let's see the mitzvah is David pasuk tes. The word yadreich darko at the end, right? It's the yadreich and anovim darko.
Okay.
There's a lot of repetition. Let's see the mitzvahs. Pasuk test on page 227. Yadrich madrich es hanovim lechoyz bidarcheihem b'mishpat. Hashem guides the humble to take hold bidarcheihem b'mishpat harishon v'lo yosudu mimena to live a life of mishpat. Umalamdam oyd lechoyz bidarchei Hashem chmoshem razal mahu rachum. Okay, he's not really explaining. Just thing over here is the basic idea is that Hashem wants man to imitate him. A person should take hold of the same midos that Hashem has. Rashi, Pasik, there is no Rashi over here. Okay, there is no Rashi. Let's take a look at, okay, there's a Maimer Chazal. One second here. Okay, this is 226. Wait a second. I'm having some trouble here. Okay. Just one moment, please. I apologize. Give me one moment. Okay, here we are. 226, 227. Okay. All right, let's go further. Pasik Yud. Call Orchois Hashem Chesed V'Emes L'Noitzrei V'Riso V'Eidosav. All of the ways of Hashem are Chesed V'Emes, kindness and truth. Those who are Noitzrei, those who guard His V'Riso V'Eidosav and His laws, His covenant and His laws. Now, there's a lot of different words over here, what they all mean. And we also have to take note of the combination of Chesed V'Emes. Okay, so we know there's something called Chesed Shel Emes. A Chesed where it's the true chesed. Why is taking care of the dead called chesed shel emes? Because there is no expectation to receive reward in this world. Because the dead is dead. The dead's not going to come back and repay you. So the person takes care of something which there's where the person, the recipient of the kindness, cannot pay back in this world. That is the ultimate type of chesed. That is a chesed that is emes. Because ordinarily, when a person does an act of kindness, you always have to ask the question, why are you doing this act of kindness? Maybe you have an ulterior motive. I'm doing for you an act of kindness because I scratch your back, you scratch my back. There's an expectation that I'm going to do kindness so you'll reciprocate. If you go to someone's simcha, someone makes a wedding, marries with their child, and you go out of your way to go to the wedding, it's because there's an expectation that when I make a simcha, you will reciprocate and come to my wedding. Goimlin. Okay, that's the sugya in the Gemara called goimlin. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. So every time a person does chesed, it can be viewed as just in society, people, you know, they reciprocate. But when there's no expectation to receive reward, that is called chesed sholemes.
Doesn't and, Hashem reciprocate?
Yes, but yes, Hashem reciprocates, but amongst man, every time a person does a chesed for his fellow man.
Tangible at the moment.
Everyone tell me, Hashem knows everything, but when a person does a chesed for his fellow man, a person is always a challenge. You're very kind. You're doing for me, you know, you're helping me, you're doing me a chesed. Why are you doing this to me? It must be, it's an investment. You are helping me today because you know that the day is going to come when you're going to need help and you're going to want me to reciprocate. If I'll go take in your garbage cans today, okay, they take away the garbage and the garbage cans are lying in the street, and my next door neighbor's garbage cans are lying in the street next to my... I'll do a chesed. Once I'm taking in my garbage cans to the side of the house, I'll take your garbage cans also to the side of your house. Oh, what a nice person. You did chesed. That's not a chesed. The reason why I'm doing this is that next week, you'll take my cans to the side of the house. There's always an ulterior motive. Who says you're doing it sincerely? But when a person buries the dead's not going to come out of the grave and bury you. It's a one-way street. It's a chesed shalemis. Now there's another example in the Torah we have Ches Sholemes, and that is Shiduchim. When Eliezer went to Rivka, went to find the Zivuk for Yitzchak, Eliezer said to Lavan and Besuel, do with me Chesed V'Emes. Chesed V'Emes, Shiduchim. Shiduchim is also called Chesed V'Emes. Marriage, why is that called Yaft? I don't know, Yaft, I think, why is it called there? What? There, by the parish of Eliezer, it says, okay, it says the same exact expression by Eliezer. He begged Lavan and Besuel to allow Rivka to come home with him to Yitzchak. And he was asking them for chesed v'emes. So I guess you have to say is that when you're asking a father-in-law, what is the expectation to get rewarded? What is going to be the reciprocation? You're asking Besuel and Lavan, release your daughter, free her, allow me to take your daughter Rivka, let me put her in a box and package her up and ship her out. What are you going to get in return? What reciprocation? But if you will accept my request to give me your daughter for Yitzchak, I guess you have to sell Derech Drush. What?
You don't have to feed her anymore.
No, but that's not the issue. That doesn't seem the issue. You're asking Besuel and Lavan to do with Avraham Chesed V'Emes. Chesed equivalent to death. Chesed She'oisim Im HaMesim. You're not going to get anything back in return for what you're doing. By giving me your daughter, what do you get out of this? What benefit will you, Lavan and Besuel, achieve by me, Eliezer, taking Rivka and bringing her to Yitzchak? You're not getting anything. Now, is that really so? You got to think about this. You have to think, but those words are used, that's exactly what Eliezer said to Rivka. In any event, let's see. Kol Orchis Hashem, all of the ways of Hashem are chesed ve'emes. L'noitzrei v'risa, those that guard his covenant, and the A Do Sof, and his laws. Mitzudo is David, Pasuk Yud, on page 227, Linotre, you see here the Mitzudo is David, it's very bekitzer. Linotre, L'shalem Chesed, L'shoimre, to pay Chesed, L'shoimre, those that guard his bris and his laws. It's not really explaining very much, and there is no Rashi on this Pasuk. Let's look quickly at Radak. Radak says, "Kol Orchis Hashem, ki kol drachav chesed v'emes, v'him kol hadrachim asher tziva b'toyrasay, l'leches b'chem, v'him chesed v'emes, ein b'chem nit pol v'ikesh." There is nothing that is crooked. Okay, l'notzrei v'risa v'edesav, lo l'ma'akshei nechoyna, shlo yuchlu l'hakir emes, I'm not sure what he means by that. Let's go further, I don't know. Let's go further. Pasuk Yud Aleph, L'man Shimcha Hashem, for your name's sake, V'solachta la'avoyni. Now we go, now David is shifting. According to most of the Farshim on the page, David over here is coming to mention the chait of Bathsheba. And he's saying to Hashem, L'man Shim Hashem, for your, the sake of your name, V'solachta forgive la'avoyni my sin, ki rafu my sin is grave. Mitzudoy David. Page 229. L'man Shimcha, ha'moyre al harachanim. Over here it says the man Shimcha Yud Kei Vavke. The Shem Yud Kei Vavke is the Shem of Rachamim. Kirafu Af She Avoyni Godol V'Rav. My sin is very, very great. Rashi on this passage, the man Shimcha Horav Selach La Avoyni. So if you notice, it seems over here that Rashi and the Mitzudois disagree, fundamental disagree. Mm-hmm. When it says in the pasuk "V'solachta alav al kirafu," is kirafu going back on Hashem's name, or is kirafu going back on my sin? According to Rashi, the way you read the pasuk is "Leman shimcha Hashem kirafu," for the sake of your name, which is extremely great, I ask you to forgive my sin. So the sin is not so big; it's not so bad, my sin. And for the sake of your name, I ask you to, your name, which is very great, I ask you to forgive me. The Mitzudas David disagrees. The Mitzudas David says, Man Shimcha Hashem, for the sake of your name, I ask you that you forgive my sin, and my sin is very great. Okay, so we have between Rashi, Rafu, listen, we'll give you more Rashi, Man Shimcha, your name, Harav, your great name, Selach La'avoni, Ki Rafu, Ki Noe, L'rav, it's fitting for the great one, l'sloyach avoyn rav, to forgive a great sin. Now, see, Rashi over here seems to say something different than what he said in the verse. Both, exactly. So he's playing around over here. First he says, man shimcha harav. And then he says, again, it's fitting for the rav to forgive the avoyn rav. Okay, so this is a sophisticated type of pasuk according to Rashi. That the word Rav is meant to be repeated twice. Okay, and Mitzudas David does not do that. He just says that L'man Shimcha Hashem Amor Al Rachamim Ki Rav Hu. Fine. Now, what sin here are we referring to? So, if you look in the Siporno, L'man Shimcha Chofetz Chesu V'Slach Lavani Bidvar Uria V'Amarti Lamdeni Ki Amam. The Siporna says that the it was a pretty big mistake. I mean, David suffered from this. He was an Ashish ish to a degree. All right, let's go further.
By the way, this
must be
suspicious.
Oh, right. L'man Shimcha Hashem v'slach no, v'slach l'avayneinu, v'slach l'avayneinu kirafu. Right, so. Is there another pasuk, or is that a nuska mitzila, or is that a pasuk? Obviously, it's very similar to what it says over here. Okay, pasuk yudeis miza ehoish. Let's just go on to the pesukim, and then we'll come back. We'll do some little portion that I marked off. Turn to the pesukim. Pasuk yudeis mi zehoish yirei Hashem. Who is the man who is yirei Hashem? Yoyrenu bederech yivcha. He will guide him in the path that he will choose. Mitzudois David Yudbeis Mize Mish Yorme Hashem Uboicha Batoiv Os Hashem Lamdo Leleches B'derech Shebocha. A person who is a Yorei Hashem Yorei Shemayim and he selects to do good, Hashem teaches him to go in the Derech Shebochar Chumashom Razal Habol Litar Misayin Loi B'derech Sheodom Roitze Leilech Shom Mailichim Oisoi. A person who chooses to be a Yirei Shemayim, Hashem will help him. Hashem will grant him Siyata Dishmaya. Mi Zeho Ish, who is this man who is a Yirei Hashem? This man who has chosen to be a Yirei Hashem is in good shape, because Yorenu, Hashem will guide him Biderech, in this path, Yivchor, that he will choose. He will, it's in the future tense, but it seems like, you know, sometimes these words are interchangeable. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Mizeh Ish, Yirei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yorenu, will guide him, B'derech Shehu Bochar. Then Rashi takes the word Yivchar, which literally means in the future tense, and he changes it to the past tense, and he says the path that he has chosen, Hu Derech HaTov. Okay, next pasuk. Nafshay b'toyv talin, his neshama will dwell in goodness. V'zaroy yirash aretz, and his seed will inherit the earth. Mitzudes David. This pasuk is one of the pasukim that tells us about the principle called zuchus avos. Rashi mitzudes David says, talin kishitamu yamus v'yishka b'kevatunuch nafshay b'toyv. So the Mitzvah stuff is something very frightening. The word over here, Tolem, means in the grave. This neshama, this person who's a tzaddik, when he dies, his neshama will rest in the grave. Tolem, Mitzvah stuff is, Kishyamus v'yishka b'kever t'nuruch nafsha b'toyv v'zuchusoy, in his merit, Yatzliach zaroy v'yirash eretz ho'amin. It's basically teaching you the concept of zuchusavis. A person's neshama is a term you use in reference to the dead, b'toiv tolin, it will lodge, it will sleep, it will rest in the next world, or in the state of goodness, and v'zaroi, the person who leaves over children in this world, yirash oretz, they will possess this land in the merit of their father, their grandfather, ancestor, who was a tzaddik. Rashi, nafshoi b'toiv tolin, when this person dies and he sleeps in the grave, his neshama in the next world will be in a very good place. Next pasuk. Another very popular pasuk. This pasuk tells us the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals secrets to tzaddikim. Which then that there's a long list of Amorei Chazal on the bottom of the page. We'll talk about some of them in a few minutes. And this is a very fascinating concept. Concept is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is this Ruach HaKodesh? This pasuk comes to reveal that there's a principle of Hashem makes known secrets to those who fear Hashem. And then there's a second element, Uvariso. And his covenant is lahodiyam, to make it known to him. There's some repetition here which needs more explanation. Let's look at the mitzvah stuff at first. So pasuk gedalid, soyd Hashem liyreyav. Pasuk gedalid is on page 230 in the mitzvah stuff. Liyreyav megala liyreyav. He reveals secrets to his those who fear him. Uverisoy hatorah. So he's telling us over here the mitzvah that the word uverisoy in this context means the Torah. HaTorah HaNesuna B'Gris Yigale Lohem Lohodiyam. They will merit Siyata D'Shmaya, to know the Torah, to have success in knowing the words of the Torah. Just because a person is a brilliant mind does not necessarily mean that they'll have Siyata D'Shmaya or even have time to learn. Many Rosh Yeshivas today literally do not have one word to learn, one moment to learn. They're busy the whole day putting out fires. The whole day you're busy running around, going to weddings, running around to raise money for the yeshiva, dealing with issues, dealing with talmidim who are in trouble, who need their help, and how much time already do they have time to learn? To have the ability to spend time learning every single day, to master. I mean, what did you go into the business being a rebbe, being a malamed? Isn't it the goal is that you should, when you leave this world, you should fill up your head with Torah. You should know, you know, Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a bushu chlima when you have a Rosh Yeshiva who's so busy, he didn't have time to, when time Shabbos comes, to do Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum. Okay, and
what's more important, learning Torah or Chesed?
Well, balance. The proper balance. It's got to be a balance. No, isn't that what it's all about? How could a person be a Rosh Yeshiva and be a Madrich, everyone people call you so, when he himself doesn't learn anything? I mean, is that what you expect? The whole concept of going to a Rosh Yeshiva, to a Rebbe, that they should give you hadracha, you have questions in life, what to do. So the whole concept is that people that are heavily steeped in Torah, they learn the whole day, they become like a living Torah. So when you ask them a question, what should I do? I have a very big dilemma in life. What should I do? A person that's heavily steeped in Torah, he'll give you an answer that you'll feel very confident, very comfortable, because he's having some Torah. But Rahman was someone, you have people that are no longer learning, people that maybe years ago, when they were very young, they were Masnidim, but the last 20 years, they haven't really opened up a Shulchan Aruch, or haven't opened up a Gemara, and they're just giving reruns, and the shiur that they're giving are just reruns from 30 years ago, because they're busy like crazy going to parlor meetings, raising money, and running to weddings, and to simchas, and doing this and doing that. You know, and then you have a very difficult question. You have to go present him. You know, it's there's something not right. There's something wrong. Over here, Hashem. Over here, the pasuk is telling you two incredible things. That a person who's a Yorei Shamayim, number one, Hashem will be Megala's secrets. Number two, a Yorei Shamayim, Hashem will give them a blessing that they'll be actually accomplished Talmidei Chachamim. The bris is the bris of Torah. Lehoidiyam, Hashem will make it known to them. They will be accomplished Talmidei Chachamim, which means they will have the time and they will have the frame of mind to delve into the Divrei Torah, and that's the second pasuk. And the first part is Soyed Hashem Liyireyav. There are a lot of stories about people, even like Avraham Feinstein and Gedolim of not that long ago. They knew things. How in the world did they know this? Many stories. Like, how do they know this?
Secular thinking.
Not only secular, even facts. Just like. Not just secular things, just like events. They just somehow, they knew things. This is all part of what it says here in this pasuk, that a person who is a true Yorei Shamayim, Hashem reveals to him in unique ways, secrets, and Hashem gives him the gift of being accomplished in learning. Okay, let's see again, so let's see Rashi. There is Rashi in this pasuk, unfortunately not. Now let's go look over here. Maybe look at some of the Amari Chazal on this. Okay, a lot of these Amari Chazal are a little bit, they're not all that comfortable, but just to get the gist of what this means. Look over here in the bottom of the page, the Likud Shas. Pasuk Yudalit, Soy Dashem Lirayav, Abris Liliyam, Maisa Rabbi Yosef Ben Dur Maskis. Page 230. On page 230, on the bottom of the page. On the bottom of the page, Soyed Hashem liyreyav. Ma'ase b'Rabbi Yosi ben Dur Maskis. Shalach lahakpil pnei Rabbi Eliezer b'Loit. Amar loy, mach hidush choyev beis hanishim. What did you learn in the yeshiva today? Amar loy, nimdu v'garmu. Amenu moyev ma'asrin ma'aser ani b'shiyas. Okay, so he goes over here. Okay, this is a big time. Let's go to the next one. I don't want to focus on this now. Let's go to the next one. Kama shiur stira. What is the shiur of stira kadesh dechashav soita? What is the zman, the amount of time? What is the amount of time that a man and woman have to be locked up together in a room alone? That the woman should be called a soita, and the husband is obligated to take her to the Beis HaMikdash. So Ben Azai says, kadeh litzlois beit, the amount of time it takes to go and roast an egg. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kolechav Yochanan bi'atzman. And what does the other one, the Amar, say? Kamashir stira. So there are different opinions.
Yeah.
One says to roast, the other says, and else Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echav Yochanan bi'atzman shir. Avika ben Azai deloy nasif. Iboisema nasif uperish, nasif uperish avav. Iboisema merab ishmiel lev. Iboisema soyd Hashem lireyam. In other words, here's a good example of this concept. Ben Azai, the Gemara wants to know how long does it take for a person to do a Maisa Bia? How long does a person have to be in the Yichud room by a wedding? Right? The Yichud room by a wedding, they go to Chasan Kala, go into the Yichud room, and their witnesses, how long must they be in the Yichud room? What?
The photographer knows.
So what do they say? They say 9 minutes, they say less, I don't know. They all different in mind. They don't even have, the truth is, it's not really even necessary. It's not even necessary. Whatever it is, the different opinion. Whatever, this is mine. So the Gemara, really, it's relevant is the sugya of a soita. If a man warns a woman, do not have yichud with so and so. I see that you're talking, you're flirting with this man. I'm warning you, my wife. Don't you ever dare talk to that person and go into a room alone with him. And she doesn't listen to her husband, and she goes into seclusion with this man for a period of time. The amount of time is for them to engage in an act of intimacy. So now the question is, how long does it take? So the Gemara there relates different opinions. One person says this the amount of time, this the amount of time. And then the Gemara says each opinion was telling you something personal, because every person is different. So each person was calculating according to his personal experience. But the problem is, one of the people in the Gemara that tells you an opinion of how long this act of intimacy takes is Ben Azai. Ben Azai was a bochur. He was an alter bochur. He never got married. So if he never got married, how does he know? He has no experience. The Gemara there presents a few opinions telling you what is the zman of intimacy. And one of the opinions is Ben Azai. How could Ben Azai, who is a bochur, offer an opinion on this matter when he never experienced this? So the Gemara gives three answers. Answer number one is his Rebbe told him. Ben Azai has a Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave him a zman, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever it means. And then the other opinion says he really was married. Ben Azai, who told you he was never married? Ben Azai got married and then he got divorced. Ben Azai was married. And then the Gemara says the third opinion is, you're right, he was never married. His Rebbe didn't tell him. Soid Hashem Liyreyav. That there are things that you just know. You just know. Ben Azai was a Yorei Shamayim. And with the package, of being a Yorei Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow put in his mind the halacha of what the halacha is. Okay, this is like a scientific fact. This is a mitzias. And even though he did not experience this firsthand, this is one example of where you apply this principle of Soid Hashem Liyreyav. Okay, we're not going to go do this. There's only one other example that's also a powerful example, that is gout. Gout. Person who suffers from gout, you jump down. This is a popular Gemara. Osa Loka Biraglov. There was a person by the name of Osa. It's in the middle of the Likutei Shas. About halfway down in the Likutei Shas, there was a person by the name of Osa. And he had pain in his feet, which basically means in this context, he had gout. And it says, Osa means the Melech Osa, not Osa means the king. The Melech Osa. It says in the Pasuk, in Sefer Melachim, Osa Loka Biraglov, the Siv Rakle Zignosei Cholo Es Raglov, Verami Huda Marav, She Achozoi Cholishel Podagra. Podagra, it's assumed to be gout. Omale Marzucha Braid Rav Nachman, Hechi Dami, what does it feel like? Omale Kimachat Hadekeres Bebosrachai. It feels like someone's taking needles and sticking your foot with needles. That's what it feels like. Minoyado, how does he know? He had it? The Gemara's Igdam, some say, yeah, he did have it. He Daka suffered from it. He did have it. So therefore, he's one to talk, because he has first-hand experience. Igdam, some say, Mechasha Vechayushba. Igdam, some say, Merabish Milays. You know, in Echanam, his Rebbe told him, Vigadiam Re, Soid Hashem Li Reyov, Uvrisoid Lohoy Diyam. Enochanami, he didn't have it. His Rebbe did not tell him. There are certain things that this supernatural koyach that Talmidei Chacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them knowledge that cannot really be defined. Where did he get that knowledge from? The Chazon Ish was famous for ordering doctors around. There are many stories where people came to the Chazon Ish and they told him, I went to the doctor. The doctor said, I'm going to die, or I have a problem. So the Chazon Ish, what's your problem? And they told the Chazon Ish the problem. You go tell the doctor, this is what he should do. He should do surgery like this. There's even one famous case where the Chazon Ish made a diagram. And he gave it to the day. They printed the diagram he wrote. Now to us, it sounds so bizarre, right? Today you show this to a doctor, they'll laugh. But these are true stories. The Chazon Ish, he had incredible medical knowledge. How do you have this medical knowledge? How do you know this? Is it from the Gemara? It's not in the Gemara. There's some type of principle of Soid Hashem Liyreyav.
What's that different than
nothing? Right, so it's not So he asks him, so Rabbi Eliezer, leader friend, right? I got it right?
Right.
Pretty good. See, it took me only 10 years. So he says, here's the question. Is Soid Hashem Lireyav, is this prophecy, Nevuah? Is it Ruach HaKodesh? Or is it below Ruach HaKodesh? There's a lower level. There's a level of Nevuah, right? Nevi'im. And then there's Kisuvim. The classic understanding is that the books that are part of Kisuvim were written with Ruach HaKodesh. And the books of Nevuah were written with prophecy. So there's Nevuah, there's Ruach HaKodesh. Now, there's another level below Ruach HaKodesh called Soid Hashem Liyueyav. This is another level. Okay, another level. It's not on the level of Ruach HaKodesh. And it's certainly not on the level of Nevuah, but it is something which is a gift. A gift of divine inspiration, but it's not. So there are three madrigas.
Sort of like insight.
But it's something which is not natural. It's something which cannot be attributed to a person's to natural chokhmah.
Mechanics who understand how to do things and they never saw people. They just go.
How do they know how to do it? Exactly. How do they know how to do it?
They just have a sense.
So where does that come from? That sense. You want to say is Soid Hashem Liyueyav. But you have to be careful because there are people that are not Yirei Shemayim. There are people out there in the world that are not anywhere. You wouldn't put them in the category of being Yirei Shemayim. Yet they have this natural sixth sense, and they're able to do incredible, incredible things. They're very talented. And are you going to say that it comes from Yirei Shemayim? No, you don't see that. But amongst people who are in the category of Yirei Shemayim, there is something called Soid, and it's not to be confused with Ruach HaKodesh, and not to be confused with Nevuah. It's a different level. Okay, let's move on. Let's finish up the Mizmar, and then we'll come back to do a few more things.
They
I want
say,
to finish the Mizmar. Yeah. Chocham. Oh, so that's not Soid. See, Rav Mordechai is opening up another. We're now going with four levels deep. So that's going to be number four. That would take us to a grand total of four. There is Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, Chochmah, wisdom, and then there is Soid. Okay, or I don't know which order you want to go put it in. So there are four different ways. There are four different ways a person can reach to come to knowledge. You can know something because it's Nevuah. You can know because of Ruach HaKodesh. You can know because of Chochmah. And to a certain degree, Chochmah, as you said, is Odif Minavi. And then there's another principle called Soid.
Rishis Chochmah Yiras Hashem.
Oh,
well, so the Chochmah, Odif Minavi means Yiras Hashem.
Oh, so you're saying very good. So you're saying that the Chochmah that we're talking about is the Chochmah that comes from Yiras Hashem. And here, Soid Hashem Lireyav, also an element of the Yiras Shemayim. It goes without saying the person is not going to marry Nevuah, and not in the very Ruach HaKodesh, unless it's a Yerush Shemayim. That goes without saying. But you're saying very good, Reishis Chochmah Yiras Hashem, that even Chochmah needs Yiras Hashem, and Soid here Hashem Liyurev is also going to be Yiras Hashem. We have now Sach HaKol, four different Madregois in knowledge. Either Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, Chochmah, and Soid. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Einai tamid el Hashem ki hu yoytzi mereshes ragloi. My eyes are continuously directed towards Hashem, because he Hashem yoytzi, he takes me out from the trap, from the reshes that my feet have been trapped in. Mitzudo stavit pasuk tezvav on this page 230. That's why I always focus on Hashem, and there will be hope. Therefore, my eyes always, fine, I have faith in Hashem. Pasuk Arashi, is Arashi on this? No. Pasuk Tez Zayin, Penei Elai V'choneini, Ki Yochid V'oni Oni. David says to Hashem, turn to me and show me favor, because I am one and I am a poor man. That's shocking, because David was not a poor man. David was a very rich man. David was the Melech. Yet he calls over here in this pasuk in Ani. Today means to turn. Let's see the mitzvah list of it. Ki yachid written alay mar ein li oyev v'rei'ai ki kulam kamu alay. I'm all alone. David here is pleading that he's a lonely man. Everyone has abandoned me. I'm all alone. I have many enemies. I'm all alone. And he's calling himself an oni, a poor person. I'm not sure why he's calling himself a poor person. Let's see what Rashi. Rashi says, Ki yachid v'oni, the ein rabim tuluyabi, the eyes of the tzibur depend upon him. Ulinegdon ani yachid lefichach, therefore pene elai v'chaninki tefilasi tzricha l'seshuas kol Yisrael. Rashi is saying an entirely different idea. Rashi over here is saying is that David over here is saying, I am the representative of Klal Yisrael. My prayer is not a personal prayer. My prayer is the prayer of Klal Yisrael. So when it says over here that I'm a yachid, what it means over here is, what it means, the Einei Rabim, the eyes of the Tzibur, depend upon me, and Ulinegdon, relative to them, compared to them, Ani Yochid, I'm a nobody. So what does that mean exactly? So let's see what it says over here in the Sifsei Zekeinim. Look at the Sifsei Zekeinim. Uperish Rash is out. The Ein Rabim Tuluyabi Ulineg Decha Ani Ani Ulafichach Kach Tzach Lemar. First of all, he says that there's a mistake in the text. Okay, you change the text. Kach Tzach Lemar, there's a mistake. He learns over the eyes of the Rabim are Tuluyabi Ulinegdicha, not Ulinegdon. You want to read Rashi the way that we have it, it doesn't make any sense. Ulinegdon means relative to the Jewish people, I'm a yochid. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? So he said it's not the correct gear. So the correct gear should be Ulinegdicha. Relative to you, Hashem, I'm a nobody. Hashem, you are infinite. And I am just, I'm a nobody. I'm a poor, but now also he doesn't change the yachid. He doesn't say the word yachid. He changes it. Ulinegdecha ani oni. Ulefichach kach tzach lemar. Now he explains. V'zelosh na yalgot. Ki yachid v'oni oni. V'chi yachid hoya David. Really? David was a yachid? Now that sounds like he was an only son. David was not an only child. David had six brothers. V'yachir ha'yu David. V'aloi k'siv, it says, Oitzem ha'shishi, David ha'shevi'i. He is brother, had a brother, Oitzem, that was his sixth brother, and David was the seventh brother. V'chi oni ha'yu David. V'aloi k'siv, says in the positive name, V'oni ha'chi noisi. In my poverty, you have established me, which means that I became rich. I started out in my youth as a poor man, but I became very successful in business. So what then, how can you see over here that David is a yachid and David is a poor person? David was not a ben yachid and David was not a poor person. Ella, what it means then? Ella David, Ella Amad El Nekot Baruch Hu, L'mi L'fi Shesamtani L'melech Albonecha, being that you appointed me as the king for your children, V'enehem T'luyospi, and they have expectations of me to pray for them and to save them, V'ani Yochid Kineg Dom. Okay, now he's saying that I am only one person relative to them. V'kulam tzrichin li, v'ani ani kinegdicha, and I am poor opposite you. V'enehem, and their eyes tuluyos bicha, shehem bonecha, lefichach ki yochid v'oni ani. Adkan l'shoyme u'lezeh perush rashi muven me'uvora me'ilav v'kal havim. To me, it's not so easy to understand. But what it's basically saying over here is, according to Rashi, David over here is representing Klal Yisrael. David is the representative of Klal Yisrael. Amcha, tzorche amcha merubim. The needs of the Jewish people are many. And David is the person that deals with all of the problems. And David is basically complaining, Hashem, I can't handle this. It's very difficult. There are millions of Jews, and they all have problems, and they all come to me expecting that I'm going to solve all of their problems. And I can't. I can't solve all of their problems. I'm just one person. And there are many of them. And they have many needs, many requirements. And they need a lot of money also. Even though I may have some money put away in the bank, but when Klal Yisrael has billions of dollars of debt for all of the collective needs of Klal Yisrael, I'm a poor man. Can they get Klal Yisrael? There's not that much I can do for them. Everyone is, I'm the king. So everyone comes. Oh, you got a problem? Who do you go to when you got a problem? You go to David. You got a problem, you go to David. What do you want from me? I'm just one person. I can't solve the whole Kol Yisrael's problems. What does everyone need? Money. You need money for this, money for that. I'm just one person. I don't have enough money to pay the bills of the entire Kol Yisrael. That is how Rashi is learning Pshat in the Pasuk. He's saying, he's injecting into the Pasuk that David over here is saying that I am the go-to person for the entire Kol Yisrael, and I am thus overwhelmed by the demands that the people are putting upon me to solve their problems and to help them financially with their issues.
I just had a thought about the Shem, the result of David, the negative HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David is an Adonai. Just as, why? Because he has to come and pray for the entire...
He's not saying Hashem.
Let me finish the thought, the Kol Yisrael. We see in the Rosh Hashanah liturgy that when we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Dal V'yoni, in other words. That's the person who's coming to pray. David is saying analogously, in other words, we come as an oni and dal before Hashem. He's connected Hashem like an oni. Oni for dal is coming to be a smile from Kol Yisrael. This is a thought of him.
He's coming to the Barashi. He's coming as an oni, as a poor person. Okay.
Opposite you,
so he's changing the gears. It's kineged the Jewish people, kinegdom. He's saying the way the Siv says Zakenim is explaining Rashi is that David is basically saying you're saying a different idea. You're saying a different idea. I'm not sure I grasp what you're trying to say. But Rashi, the way the Siv says Zakenim is explaining this pasuk is that David is saying, I am the go-to person for everyone's problems. And I am overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. Hashem, you appointed me to be the king.
But then he says, refer to the ani only connect the chor.
So the have to see he changed the girsa. Look at the change in look,
at
look,
the
look,
end of that line.
Look at the sifter zakenim. El amar dalus nekodesh baruch hu lufi sheshamtani lemelach abonecha veinem tulius bi vani yochid kinegdom v'chulam shrichem li vani ani kinegdecha. I'm poor, connect opposite you, Hashem, you're right. They name Teluyos Becha, and their eyes directed to you, Hashem. Shem Bonech, therefore, Yachid the Oni Ani, Ad Kan L'Shoni. I don't have the exact translation of the words, but the essence of what he's doing here is he's saying, I am the go-to person for everyone's problems, and I am overwhelmed. There's only that much I can do. I'm only one person. I only have that much money. I can't solve everyone's problems. If you learn the pasuk and David is speaking as an individual, the pasuk shot, if you look at this pasuk, look at this Rashi, this pasuk without Rashi, you would say, David over here is davening Shmona Esra. And Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm a yochid, I'm an oni, and I need your help. David is davening here as an individual. If not for this Rashi, you would assume that David here in this pasuk is speaking to Hashem as a private citizen. I'm davening to Hashem, I'm humbling myself, and I'm declaring to Hashem, I'm a nobody, I'm just a yochid, I'm a single person, and I'm a poor person, and I need your help, Hashem. Rashi says cannot be the pshat, because David was not alone in this world. David came from a prominent family, and David was a rich man. So if David is davening to Hashem as a private citizen, David's davening to Shemona Esrei. Hashem, I got problems. I got problems. I got to pay tuition. And there are people that don't like me. I'm a nobody. I'm a yochid. I'm a poor man. Hashem says that, David, you're not a nobody. You come from a very big family. You got a problem? Call up your brothers. They'll all get together and they'll help you. David, you can't pay tuition? Yes, you can pay tuition. You got plenty of money. Your bank account, you got a lot of zeros in the bank account. You have plenty of money in the bank account. You can pay your tuition. Don't go tell me over here that David is davening to Hashem and he's become so humble. I'm a yochid. I'm an ani. No, you're not. You're not a yochid. You're not an ani. You're a rich man and you have plenty of support. So what's Shana Pasik then? Shana Pasik is David is not coming to daven to Hashem as a private citizen. David is coming to daven to Hashem as the melech. Hashem, I didn't ask for this job. I was a shepherd. Shmuel shows up one day at my parents' home, and he says, is David here? I want to anoint him as the Melech on Klal Yisrael. First he tried to anoint my brothers, and when that didn't work out, he asked, is there, you have another brother maybe? Yeah, we have the Mamzer. He's out in the field. Go get him. They bring him in. Oh, David, this is the Melech. I didn't ask for this job. And now that I got this job, every second of the day, people are coming to me with their problems. So now when I dive into you, I'm not davening to you now as a private citizen. I'm davening to you as a representative of the entire Klal Yisrael. And I can't handle this because I'm just one person and I don't have money to solve all of their problems. That's the gist of how Rashi learned Pshat in this pasuk. Okay, let's go. Now here's everyone. Pnei Eli. Now, what does it mean, Pnei Eli? What does it mean in the Rim Vasik? Rashi is Pnei Eli Vichoneni. What does this mean over here? Rashi's going backwards. Therefore, Pnei Eli Vichoneni, Tefilosi Tzricha L'Shuas Kol Yisrael. Okay, that's what he said. That's very interesting because this is Parsha. In this week's Parsha, it says, in the beginning of the Brachas, it says, Ufonisi Aleichem V'Hifresi Eschem. Parsha Aspichu Kosai. And it goes on to say, "Ufonisi alechem." What does Rashi say? I will be efne mikol asokai. I will clear my schedule, all of my activities that I'm scheduled to do. I will clear them off. That's the only thing.
Drop everything,
and focus only on you. That's how Rashi learns. Pnei Eli. David here is asking Hashem to do exactly the same thing. Drop everything and direct your attention to me only. That's a powerful expression. Let's finish up. Tzoros levavi harchivu. The difficulties of my heart, hirchivu. Hirchivu have widened. And mimitsu koisai hotzieni. Now hirchivu means, what is a tzara? A tzara comes from the word tsar. What does tsar mean?
Narrow.
Mitzrayim. Why is Mitzrayim called Mitzrayim? It's Mitzar, a boundary. How many boundaries are there? Two. Yud Mem. There's a boundary. And then when you have two of them, you make it plural with adding a Yud Mem. Mitzrayim min ha-Mitzar, karasika, from the straits. Bein ha-Mitzarim. The 3 weeks are called the days in between the boundaries. Shavuot and Tammuz on one side, and Tish Shavuot on the other side. In Egypt, the Jewish people were persecuted. We were compressed. We were limited, and we ask Hashem to take us out of our limitations. So here you have a tzara. And the tzara comes in the notion of tzar, narrow. In order to have relief, you want to take what's tzar, what's narrow, and widen it, and open it up. So when this pasuk says tzoros levavi hirchivu, this is a request to loosen, to remove my tzoros.
You're under pressure.
You're under pressure. So when you widen the area, so then it's no longer called the tzara, and then it says mimitsu koisai hotzini. Now that's another word from the straits, mimitsu koisai, from the pressure. The translation of the word mimitsu koisai means pressure, hotzini, remove me. We have two words here in this pasuk, two words describing difficult situations. Word number one is the word tzorois, and the second word is mimitsuka, tzora vitsuka. What is the difference between the word tzara v'tzuka? So before we do Rashi and the mitzvah, let's look at the Malbim. The Malbim here explains exactly the difference. It's a very good Malbim to explain what this means. Look at the Be'er Hamilas on page 231. On page 231 of Be'er Hamilas, we have a difference between these two words, tzarois and mimitzukosai. Kivor hisbo'er shetzara hi hatzara hachitzoinis. A tzara is from the outside, it's external. Vitsuka hi tsukas hanefesh hapenimis. A tsuka is an internal. No one sees the person suffering. It's in the mind. It's private. There are people who suffer every day, and you would never ever know. On the outside, everything looks wonderful and fine, but on the inside, there's a lot of pain. Someone that's in pain secretly, something is bothering you, bothering the person on the inside. That is called a tsuka. Something which is obvious. A person is lying in a hospital, and is connected to all different types of machines, and everyone can come and see all of his problems. That's called a tsara. Something that is external is a tsara. Something that is hidden is called a tsuka. Again, kivar yisboer shetzarich yatzara achitzaynis v'tsuka hi tsukas hanefesh hapeninis on the inside. The yesh tsara below tsuka. There are times when a person can experience a tsara with the low tsuka in mikabel hayisurim b'simcha, and a person is mikabel the yisurim b'simcha. It doesn't bother him. There are people that have go through very great difficulties in life, but they don't. But it doesn't bother them. It does not bother them. That's called that. There's a tsara without a tsuka. The yesh tsuka below tsara. Mi shalibay enos sameach mikol amalei. A person that's frustrated. He's very frustrated. But on the outside, you would never know. Okay, so those are the two different types of things. Now let's go back to the mitzvah of Rashi.
I mean, what? Right?
It's not a matter of right, it's a matter of reality. It's the way it is. We don't have a choice. Most of life, you don't have a choice.
I mean, if a person is in sorrow, should he express it or should he conceal
it? It depends. I mean, everything depends. You don't want to go, you know, you don't be a burden on other people. Some people, it's tzaddikim, the people are dead, they go very difficult things in life, and they're not looking to go and be a burden to other people and go tell them about all the problems. They keep it private. I mean, everything. WWE is begging Hashem. As far as the tzaras are concerned, harachivu. Widen the tzar. In other words, release me from the pressure. Mimitsuko sai, from the internal tzar, hoitzieni, take me out. Pasuk yidzayim the mitzudo is David. Okay, the pasuk yidalid, there is no, mitzudo is David, pasuk yidzayim. Tzarais levavi, achat tzarais, asher levavi, hema, mis, hema they, mis, Rachavim v'holchim are getting wider and wider. So he's learning very different. He's learning not like what it says in the Malbim. The Malbim says that both these are two requests from the tsarois harchivu, from the tsukois hotzieni. According to the mitzvahs David, the tsarois are getting worse and worse. The tsarois levavi hirchivu. I'm in a very difficult situation. The tsarois of my heart are expanding. And every day, it's getting worse and worse. Therefore, I ask you, Hashem, please save me. Mimitsukoisai, which is basically another word for tsaros, release me, take me out of this difficult situation. That's the way the mitzvah is. What does Rashi say? There is no Rashi. What?
He had
16
tsarot.
David, 16?
No, wives.
Oh, 16. 18 wives.
Yeah.
Oh, tsarois. You mean wives. Wives. 18 wives. 18 wives. Okay, tsarois. Okay. All right, let's finish up on the psukim. I want to move ahead. Let's move on. I'm going to read it very quickly in the next psukim. Possibly chas. Again, we're here in the alapes. We're missing the letter kuf. Remember, we discussed this. When we went to the letter of the alapes, every letter of the alapes appeared. You went here, ayin, on this page itself, we have ayin, pei. Then comes tzadi. What's to be the next letter? Pasuk yudches, the letter kuf. Where is the letter kuf? Everything over here goes according to the alabase. We're now up to the letter kuf. The letter kuf is missing in action. In fact, it's the only letter that's really missing. Because the beis and the vav, although they did not get their own pasuk, but it's in the middle of the pasuk. It appears, but the letter kuf is totally absent, completely absent from this mizmar, and totally absent from this mizmar. And when it comes to the letter resh, there are two reshes. Re'e, ani, see my poverty, v'amali, and my toil, v'sol, l'chol, chato, so I forgive me for all of my sins. Pasuk yutas, re'e, oivai, ki rogu, see Hashem, that I have a lot of enemies. V'sinas, chomos, si, Nei uni, they hate me with a violent hate. Pasuk chaf, shamanafshi v'hatzileini, Save my nisham, guard my nisham and save me. Al evoish, let me not be embarrassed. Ki chosisi vach, I have confidence in you, I have faith in you, I put my refuge in you. Pasuk chaf aleph, toim v'yosher yitzruni, with completeness and uprightness guard me. Why? Ki v'sicha, because I yearn for your salvation. And Pasuk Chabez is Mishnah Yishtaher. What is Pasuk Chabez doing here? There's no letter of the Aleph Beis. We've gone through all the letters of the Aleph Beis. What is Pasuk Chabez? Tough question. What's this doing over here? Pidei Elokim Es Yisrael Mikol Tzaraisav Redeem Hashem, the Jewish people, from all of their difficulties. So the unusual things about these psukim in the Mizmor is we're really missing the letter Beis and the letter Vav in the beginning of a Pasuk. Okay, but we have them in the middle of Pasuk. The letter Kuf is missing entirely. And the letter Resh appears twice. And probably the most bizarre part of the Mizmor is Pasuk Chabez. Pasuk Chabez, it says a Pasuk of letter Pei. What does this have to do with anything? Pidei Elokim Es Yisrael, Mikol Tzaraisav, from all of their difficulty. And one thing that we do have to mention is that it does say there are 22 Pesukim. And 22 are the number. Maybe we wanted to add one more pasuk, and obviously there's one more pasuk in order to bring it to a total sum of 22 psukim, because there are 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. So we did need to add another pasuk to bring up the psukim to 22, to allude to the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Let's see over here. The mitzvahs.
By the way, I was thinking about this pasuk because the entire perek is about he himself privately. Ani. That's the only one, he said, Elohim et Israel, Mikol Tzarotav. You're talking suddenly about everything. So I was thinking that the whole parak is not about himself only, because every Jew in Israel can read this parak and say, this is exactly me.
It's me.
I have the same.
You can identify with this. Okay.
So that's why he gives like a sign of about everybody. It's not only for myself. I'm praying for each and every Jew who has the same kind of situation.
They can put themselves in my situation and use my words for themselves.
That's why
this is the last pasuk is just to sum up everything. Now I'm praying to God, like who you've dared to Israel, we call up.
I know, but every pasuk here has the letter of the Aleph Beis.
Right. So he's summing
it up.
And this
is not.
No,
all right, I mean, that's in Ashrei we don't do that. Ashrei, the last pasuk is Tilas Hashem Yidavapi.
No.
Va'anachnu nevarechcha me'ata. Is that part of Ashrei? Is that part of the Golukin Tilim? Is that part? Here it is. Is that part? I don't know. Is that part of it?
That's also that's a somebody.
And
Ashrei is
Tilas Hashem. I don't have to go. All right, I don't know.
No,
it's not
there.
It's not part. That we add the sitter.
21 letters.
Right, so there it's not part. So why do we add this pasuk? I don't know. Let's see. Let's just finish up quickly. The Mitzvah David says, "This sinas chamas returned Allah ma'asayim ma'asikilu ha'yisi ish chamas." They view me as a violent person. Time yosha ma'aseh ha'time ve'hayosher shasisi heima yilamdu alay zuchus lios nishmar. He learns the Mitzvah a little different than I said. Is that my good deeds? In the merit of my good deeds, Hashem, you should guard me. The Maaseh HaTayim HaYosha Shasisi Heima Yilmidu Alay Zuchus Lios Nishmar. Kiki Visich, I've yearned for you, Choyal Sins, Ve'akav Elcha, Imkein Maharosh, Sheyeh Nishmar, I should be guarded. B'tzedev Zuchus Maaseh HaTayim HaYosha, I should be guarded because of my good deeds. Okay? And the Pasuk of Beis, P'dei Koyim Eloi Alasim B'lo Amin Misal Kiv Al Kval Yishol. The whole Kval Yishol Rashi, Re'ani Ve'amoli, Ve'ayideim Sol Lechol Chat, say forgive me. Sinas Hamas Shaloi Kedin, they hate me. Shaloi Kedin. It seems like he's trained the word Chamas means invalid. They hate me for no good reason. Sinas Chinam, Shaloi Kedin. Okay, this is the Mizmar. I think tomorrow we will probably, let me just see if I anything I want to say on this Mizmar, because otherwise we'll go on tomorrow to Mizmar Chavav. Move ahead. Let me just see if anything I wanted to write down, I wanted to mention over here.
Okay, but I'm thinking that David says he only.
Yeah.
That could another derech maybe that he's not talking about money.
Yeah.
like we see, what is Ezehu Osher, Hasameich Bechelko.
Yeah.
So the inverse, the flip side, is Ezehu Oni, someone who's not Sameich Bechelko. He's complaining, that everyone's coming to me, he's not Sameich Bechelko, that's the Oni.
Is that Sameich Bechelko?
Right.
All right, okay. All right, I think I really went through all the notes I have over here. All right, and here tomorrow, we're going to learn Mizmar. We're going to start tomorrow Mizmar Chavav. Move on to the next Mizmar. Okay, take a short break. And after the break, I want to discuss two things today. Talk about the Toichecha. This week, we're learning the Toichecha. And if we have time, I want to talk about the concept of Hagba Galila. Shavuos is coming up. The Zois HaToyra Asher Samoisha. A very interesting thing that came across regarding Hagba Galila.
You don't like that sort about the Noni versus the Noshi, right?
It's good. Sorry.